Dirt and Spray continues.
So your wife tells you something. I need to know, where are we going with this?
Andy Dirt Johnson.
She said, you know what I think we should contemplate buying? She wants to put our kid on a leash.
Brandon Sprague.
It's like seeing a tiger in a zoo. You just feel awful for it.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Look, she's an unbelievable mom. She carries all the weight in our family. I have to preface all this because she says I only throw her under the bus on the air. So you just threw her under
on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Squeeze them damn things. Make sure you got two.
Bro, I really don't care.
That would have been a hell of a commercial break conversation for live on air, if we could play that one. That'd be a good neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day. But instead, I will simply ask, do you want the Blazers to trade for Giannis, even if he's unwilling to sign the extension, yes or no? Simple. At Dirt and Sprague on Twitter is where you can go vote. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Brandon, but let me remind you. Did you know the neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll question on X every day in dinner tonight in one of their five locations? Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse.
By the way.
Yeah.
God, Joe Fisher says Elton John got it twice.
Oh, is he texting responses?
Yeah, I guess you can get E. coli that way.
Yeah, kids these days, man, whatever they're into, they're into. The poll question is up. You go ahead and go vote. Would you want them to make that trade? We have stat or story coming up in about 20 or so minutes from now. So that's right around the corner. I did want to give a quick plug to our guy, Patrick Harris, who today on the show... Has it dawned on you that the World Cup's beginning next week?
Yeah.
Have you processed that information?
Yeah. I just enjoy the stories about how 3% or 6% of the transit tickets have been sold in Jersey because they're price gouging.
Yeah.
Hotels are empty everywhere.
How empty are the stadiums going to be?
I don't think they'll end
up being
empty.
I think for some of the early round matches.
So it starts a week from tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Is the
Mexico's
first game.
Up first on the 11th.
Okay.
And then the U.S. and... Do I have that right? And then the U.S. and Canada play on the 12th. Because traditionally, the host country plays on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But we have three host countries, so it's over two.
That is true. You got to have Canada and Mexico in there, too.
Yeah.
And our first game is where?
I don't know which city it is in.
Oh, okay.
Soccer swag.
Soccer swag. What's going on?
I know they're playing one in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're bouncing around,
yeah,
right?
They will bounce around. Let me go.
That's a lot of travel.
Pull up. Yeah, it's one of the reasons why it's very difficult to host it here because of the distance between all of the venues as opposed to in one country like France.
Why don't we just pick a regional area?
I don't know.
Like L.A., you could do SoFi, you could do the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
You could do the Coliseum.
Yep.
There's three right there.
I don't know why a state, like...
How many more do you need than three?
If California hosted it, then you've got, you know,
is it one state
Levi's
hosting
Stadium.
It? Yeah.
Stanford Stadium. You could do it.
Sure. That makes a lot more sense than doing it. Why are there games in Canada and Mexico?
You got World Cup fever? Have you checked your temps yet?
I have no fever, but I will watch.
Oh.
I will watch. I mean, my baseball team sucks.
I've got a low
NBA Finals is slowly wrapping down.
Fever.
I think it's dumb that they're more starting excited. In the middle of the NBA Finals.
I was hoping Italy was going to get in the playoff.
You want the World Cup to pause for the NBA Finals?
I want them to start after the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
The NBA Finals is a bigger deal to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you gave me an event to watch, hey, Dirt, in the next month, you could watch the World Cup or the NBA Finals, I would take the NBA Finals at heartbeat.
Nah.
Knicks, Spurs, hard to beat.
And we're also not going to win. If USA had a chance to win.
USA is going to win the finals.
That would be, a USA team will win the finals. Yes, they will.
That's a certainty.
But like the Winter Olympics, the USA had a legitimate, like they've been close, they've knocked on the door.
And then they did it.
And then they did it.
They did
and so it was like, okay, that was incredible. We're not winning the World Cup.
No.
What's a great run for USA
What's
in the World Cup?
What's the furthest we get this World Cup?
What makes people happy of like, hey, that was good?
That's a great question.
I think if they get to the round of 16.
Okay.
Okay.
So it starts with how many?
This is they expanded it this year. There are 48 teams for the
first time.
The NCAA
tournament on our hands.
Do you think, how far do you think they get?
I think they'll get out of the group, and then depending on who they play in that first knockout game.
So it goes group, knockout,
round of
quarters.
32, round of 16, then quarters, semis.
Got it. Okay. Well, that all begins next week. Patrick, I don't even know if I said it now that we've talked about the World Cup for a while. Taylor Twellman's going to be on his show at 11 a.m. today.
So the U.S. plays Paraguay Friday night in L.A.
In L.A., okay. That is, next Friday as well.
I'm assuming they're playing at the Coliseum, but I don't. It's either there or SoFi.
Okay. Well, that's all happening next week. I know they're doing a live show as well. Soccer is upon us. Taylor Twellman at 11 on the firm today.
Yeah, Mexico gets the first game against South Africa.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we got it. We're good.
We got it. We're good.
Schedule's out there.
We're good. Can I give a hold on?
No.
I can't do it?
Just move on.
I can't do it.
Bro, I really don't care.
Don't be a chonch.
I'm going to be a little chonchy.
You're being a chonch.
The USA game I was curious of. The other stuff, I'm all right. Anywho's, this came out yesterday in The Athletic.
Yeah.
And are you ready to retread a storyline about the guy we all yell about? Huh? Our guy, back in the news yesterday.
Oh.
Tommy Two Nickels. He grabbed two nickels, rubbed them together, and said, "Hey, Athletic, you want to sit down with me in the conference finals? Let's chat it up about my ownership."
You have takeaways from that article? I just thought it was the same article.
I thought I had a couple that were interesting. So I read through the entire thing. It came from James Myrtle. Is the Athletic writer.
Longtime hockey writer.
Yes, longtime hockey writer.
I said Quick yesterday, but I ended up being Myrtle.
Quick sent it out here's more information on Tom Dundon. There were some quotes in here that I thought were interesting to pass along. We're not going to yell. I promise. There will be no yelling, although we are not a show that yells about Tom Dundon. There was a clickbaity thing, and I thought Stephen Vaughn had a great point. Famed primetime producer, one of the quotes in here was essentially about why are we from Dundon. He said, "Why are we focusing on the people that I fired instead of highlighting the people that I kept?" Mm-hmm. That was one of the very quick, brief little lines in there. And that kind of ran as the headline for all these different outlets. Blazers Edge was one of them. Was like, here's the only snippet from the article we're going to put in our tease of the article. And it's like, okay, well, let's read through the entire thing.
If you're doing that, you are telling me you care about the clicks.
Yes, read this entire article and that was your only takeaway, was one line about the people who weren't fired instead of fired, and not reading the quotes from the players from the Hurricanes, the relationship that he had with them. There was a lot of stuff in here that I thought was interesting because, look, I follow hockey, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know enough about every owner and what they're like and not like, and are they hands-on, and what's the relationship like between the owner and the players, and sometimes bad owners can win. So I didn't have a great grasp of this, and that's why I thought it was interesting. So they follow him to the clinching game against Montreal in the conference finals. And in there, he wins the game. He invites this guy into the booth. He's talking about why the perception is so different. But the writer also went and talked to a number of people around the organization. Rob Brindamore, the coach of the Hurricanes, said, quote, "I give him tons of credit. We've been pretty solid ever since he showed up here." Jordan Staal, their captain, said, "He's given everything he can to get us the best chance. He changed it right from the start." Their general manager, quote, "He's always looking for ways to chart an even better course." And I thought one anecdote in here that was interesting was a player, I'm blanking on the guy's name, but they said they took him high in the draft. He had a really bad first year, got off to a really tough start to his rookie season, and he went through this story about how, dude, I'm from Serbia, I'm coming over, I'm away from my home, this is like a massive jump for me, and I'm putting all this pressure on myself as a top five pick in the NHL draft. And he said Dundon would call him and text him every week of like, "Man, we're behind you. We're with you. What do you need? How can we help you?" And he said, "I look back on it now, and it's one of the reasons why my NHL career turned out to be the way my NHL career turned out." They go into details about all the stuff that he spent money on, from analytics departments to hiring a team chef, the team masseuse, all the extra additional resources that he's given the team. And it was interesting just to see another day and another example of an article that came out. There's one quote in there about the people who he laid off inside the Portland Trailblazers organization, and that was the only takeaway from a chunk of people who are just looking for specific takeaways. And I thought it was, if you want to read it, Jason Quick tweeted it out. It's a free article on The Athletic if you're not a member. I thought there was really good stuff in here if you want to get to know a little bit more about him and his ownership style, because it's mainly about his time in Carolina and what he's done.
That's all well and good, Dirt. Moot point. NBA's different. None of that matters. Different league. Different money.
Can I drop a, okay. Can I give you one of those?
Actually, be the third okay I've gotten in a week. I got one yesterday from Swag.
Swag did give you an okay. He did give you an okay.
Well, look, what I think here, when I said, like, when I went through it yesterday and I read this, I didn't know if, like, yeah, did you want to talk about it?
I didn't read it till after the show, so I didn't see it during the show.
That's when I largely dove in, was after the show. My takeaway didn't change. It's like, yeah, there is some bad PR-related-esque stuff, and, like, guess what? Nothing in that article and nothing from another article has largely changed my stance.
No.
There are enough people, evidence-wise, to tell me that when he's in it and invested, he cares. Now, you can say, well, how much does he's firing people? Yeah, I know. It sucks. That is the part of this that sucks. Nobody ever, one single time, well, not nobody, we have not one single time in talking about all of this crap said, you know what you need to do? You need to fire everybody. Have you heard? Have you said that?
Nope.
I haven't said that.
Yeah.
I've borderline been accused of saying that, yes, which I found very offensive. But, like, we haven't dove into that. It's been more like, I don't care about T-shirts. And breaking news, guy who's not the richest owner in the league is going to run things cheap. Now, is it going to work? I don't know, man. I can't have 4 weeks to process information without any information and come to some grandiose conclusion.
Right.
Like, for all the screaming people, what are you going to say a year from now if you're finding out from players and people around the organization that things are running more efficiently and he's taking care of things and these big stories we made big deals out of aren't big stories anymore? Are you going to come to the air and apologize?
Right.
Are you going to just morph into the opposite opinion without ever acknowledging it? I don't know how that's going to work. So if it hurts the team, we will talk about it hurting the team. But this article highlights what we have talked about of, it may not be the same sport. The operating costs are different. The money's different. All of that stuff. Thanks, Captain Obvious. But if he came to us from a different team with zero success and nothing but bad track record, yeah, I'd have a problem. But he's coming from at least some experience of, he turned a bottom-feeding franchise that didn't matter, that had no spending, into spending, caring, culture, 4 wins from a Stanley Cup, and largely been one of the best teams in that league for what, 4 years, five years, whatever it's been?
Yeah, they've made the playoffs every year he's been there, and they've been a legitimate contending team for the last 5 years.
Ticket sales are up. The local economy is booming right now. People are super excited about their sports team. Like, we need a lot of that stuff. So you can point to him. You can tell me what he's not doing well. I will acknowledge some of the stuff that I agree with you pointing out. I will also counter and say, the Vulcans fired people, didn't they?
They never fired anybody? Never fired anybody.
Okay. What did Jody and the Vulcans, in the last 2 to 3 years, what did they invest as an entity outside of the organization in our city? Did they build the district?
They did not build the district.
Okay. But I heard that they built a kitchen at the practice facility.
They did. It's a nice kitchen.
And that's good. Let's take care of the players. I agree with that.
Yes, you should.
But, like, I'm just simply pointing out that, like, we act like the entire NBA runs smoothly and all the owners are good, and this guy's now Mr. the Bad Guy. He's Sarver, he's Clay Bennett, he's whoever you want to fill in the blank. And I don't know. I think a lot of context has been lost. I don't think you've allowed for any process of information. If you're operating in a league that needs analytics and information to dictate decisions, shouldn't you operate in the sphere of, I need time and information to dictate
how I should
all
feel
of
about
my
something.
Opinions on somebody right. instead of 4 weeks because a couple bad stories came out?
It's funny because a lot, and I've brought this up before, but there's a lot of similarities between when he took over in Carolina to how he's taken over here. A lot of the sentiment that existed or that exists here now existed in Carolina in 2018. From the moving of the team, they're moving to Houston, to who's this guy, he's slashing jobs, he's ruffling feathers. And there's an anecdote in here about that. He said, quote, Dundon brought a similar mindset to Raleigh after buying the controlling stake in 2018. It ruffled feathers then too. Some staff voluntarily left the organization after deciding the new owner's brash ways were not for them, while others departed as financial casualties, such as beloved local broadcasters Chuck and John Forslund. And then the GM was adding a quote here. He said, you want to have somebody come in and asking in every area, why are we doing it this way? Are you sure that's the right way? Then the Hurricanes, and the answer, I've been doing this for 15 years, trust me, I know, didn't fly with him. He wanted you to convince him. That's scary for someone who's been doing it for 15 years and feel like they know it and they've been challenged. It stoked the fears that we're going to relocate. Dundon never apologized for it. And he said, we kept a lot of really good people, which is funny that a lot of this quote kind of came from the Carolina angle of it too, not necessarily Portland. We kept a lot of good people. We got rid of a lot of people, and the story was all about who we got rid of, not who you kept. I think the ability to look at everybody, this is Dundon's quote, and make sure that people you absolutely have to have ultimately stay with you is important, and we did it here.
Well, I also, the other element too that I was thinking about yesterday, because he's, what is this, the fourth story or fifth? Thing
he's starting
done,
to do a
right?
lot more media. I think he's realizing the perception that is out there, and he's trying to combat it. And so when people are reaching out for interviews, he is saying yes.
Well, I do think there's a difference in my mind, at least. I can't speak for yours or anybody else's. I do think there is a difference between somebody saying, I don't care what you think about me, and correcting the record.
Yes, agree with you.
I am separating those two things. Now, does he care what you and I say about him? I actually don't think he does at all.
No. But if there's a narrative out there, he's trying to stamp it out.
That's you know, that's perception. And you can say those are kind of the same thing. And in some ways, I agree with that.
He talked about that in this article of saying, like, man, some of the decisions I made, which I didn't think were a big deal, and he's talked about the stupid
deals.
And they became a storyline while our team was in the playoffs, and I regret that because that shouldn't have been the storyline as the team is going through the playoff. Will there or will there not be t-shirts?
I also, at least, like, you can disagree with a lot of what he has rolled out or how he's rolled some things out. He's already talked in the span of a month more than we've heard from an owner in a decade.
It's incredible.
The
access at least is great.
So
you
cannot believe him. You can hate what he's done.
Yeah.
He'll at least come and speak to the situation and the thing you don't like, and you don't have to believe his answers.
I think he's pretty straightforward, too. He's just like, he'll answer a question directly. Sometimes he might not have all the detail.
Google this right now.
That
Jody
you want.
Allen quote on hiring Joe Cronin. Bring up the video and the audio and not interviewing another candidate
exactly.
for the general manager job. Debatably the biggest job in the entire sport.
Yes.
Find me the video of Jody Allen talking with any writer or media person about not doing any external interviews for the most important position of your organization. Can you find that video?
There is no video of it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I cannot find the video of it.
That's really weird. Was Jody at the Chauncey press conference on the table with Neil Olshay when he drank a water bottle?
No, I think she was looking for more water.
Yeah, she was getting him another water bottle for
right.
that one, to shut that one down.
But she wrote the blank check, so she's great. It wasn't her money, but she, you know, I was like, you can commend the Vulcans for a lot, and I certainly do. Paul was a great owner.
Yes, he was.
But this memory-holding thing and acting as if, like, it was so smoothly run, it's a bit hyperbolic for me. And I don't know if Dundon's going to be good. Nobody has an idea.
Nobody has an idea.
Could be good, could be bad. And if it's bad, we'll call it out. But at least the dude will, you can ask him the question about the shirts.
That's all you want from your owner.
Yeah.
These are my priorities. This is what I'm spending my time doing. This is where I want to invest.
Yeah, I mean, I've honestly contemplated. So I've talked to the Winterhawks owner about him, and he's in the hockey community. He loves him. He unsolicitedly told me, like, you guys are going to love this guy. He's incredible. He's great for hockey. Everybody in the community is a big fan of his.
I thought everybody hated him in hockey.
Nobody does. That's not true.
That's what I heard.
His players also love him, and there's quotes over and over and over and over again. I'll get to a couple of quick examples in a moment. But Seth Jarvis is a friend of, you know, my mom knows Seth Jarvis from her time at the Winterhawks, and Seth Jarvis is now almost scored a go-ahead goal last night. I've wanted to text him to ask him, but I also don't want to bother him. He's in the middle of a Stanley Cup final of like, hey, man, I'm going to holster it for when the season comes to an end. Let either the depression or the hangover stage, and you know, give it a little bit of grace period, and then be like, hey, man, I'd love to have you on.
There's a hangover either way.
Either way, there's a hangover. Yeah. I'm going to give it a little bit of time. Wait till after the parade. You're feeling great, but just like, how do you feel about him? But there's like, let me give you a couple here. Sean Walker is a defenseman for the Carolina Hurricanes. Tom Dundon let him use his private plane so he could attend his daughter's birthday during the playoffs. A story you don't hear about. Jordan Martinook, one of five current Hurricanes remaining from the start of his tenure, said he has so many memorable dinners and golf outings with the boss. Svechnikov is the guy who I was looking for earlier. He's a number two overall pick. He comes over from Serbia, and he says he said he would always call him and say he will do anything for you. Quote, I remember how hard it was my first couple of months. He was calling me, telling me that you just got to calm down. Everything will be fine. We believe in you, all that stuff. That was very meaningful for me, and I will never forget that.
It's a great call when he calls collect to say money on his
minutes. I think it's important. Like, this is why I read through this yesterday. I'm like, I don't really know what to expect. It's another Dundon thing. Will I learn anything? And granted, I didn't learn a ton. My opinion didn't change. It was just like getting some of these little anecdotes of like, wait, I thought everybody hated him. Wait, I thought he was cheap and didn't. I thought he was the new venture capital owner who's cutting costs at every corner.
Well, he is.
And you read through it, and it's like, not. Well, it's not at every corner, though. That's the whole point.
Not at every corner, but yeah.
That's winning is ultimately what matters. And when you look at what has happened in Carolina, it was a bare bones thing. They said, hey, what do you need to win? He asked. Brendan Moore says, we got to pay more. What did he start doing? He started signing free agents, going after more players. And now they've sold out 160 games in a row. They got their arena deal funded. He's putting $800 million into the community.
Yeah.
Like, all of it started from a really, oh my God, this is a scary place, and is now, without a doubt, the best the Carolina Hurricanes have ever been.
I guess my overall point on him, and I don't even know how many more topics we're going to be able to get out. It's the same kind of general conversation.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know how we The segment we just did, I don't know how the takeaway is like, oh, look, you pro, like, no, how about we're just allowing for things to be learned?
Yes.
Before jumping to grandiose conclusions.
Tend to agree with you. Quick tweeted out the article if you want to go find it. It's a free article on The Athletic. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate that. And it was a great read. So if you're curious to find out a little bit more, maybe your opinion changes, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But interesting to see different sides of the story. And that was the case yesterday in The Athletic. Let's get to Stat or Story. That is next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams. 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time. Have some final thoughts on Game 1 of the NBA Finals as we wrap up here around the corner. Our show is quickly coming to an end. I will start because I pulled up my stat. Now I'm really happy about my stat.
Oh, okay.
Very happy about this.
Let's do this. Let's judge who has the best stat or story today.
Okay. Now, this might be, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, you guys are total nerds, so you might know the answer to this stat. But if you would have given me this stat, I would not have known the stat. So maybe you're nerds and you know this.
Okay.
And I hope that's not the case. Your number today, ladies and gentlemen, is 46.
Yes.
46.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Do you have the same one?
Uh-oh. Is it the NBA Finals record for the number of field goal attempts in a game? 46.
By a single player.
By a single player.
Okay.
Field goals?
Field goal attempted in a game. NBA Finals record for one game by one player, 46. Or is it the age of a South Carolina police officer? Do we have the same story? Well, I think I'm going to win who had a good sadder story here. Swag, you can go ahead and play along. Is it the age of a South Carolina police officer who pointed a gun at a colleague?
I'm so pissed off.
Because he put fish in the microwave at work and
you
has since been fired.
I hate that you I'm pivoting. I'm going to find a story.
All right, you take your time. Don't play along.
I can't play along.
You cannot play along.
I can't play along.
Age or the number
of
field goals?
I'm going to say story.
You're going to go story?
I don't think somebody got 46 off in an NBA Finals game.
I'd love it. I love when we show our work on this. Big fan of that.
I
okay, hold
it,
on.
Didn't I?
No, it is a story.
Okay.
But you had dirt logic.
Oh, somebody got 49 off.
You care to guess who it is?
Wilt?
It is not Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh.
It's a guy who played in a lot of them.
Bill
Russell?
A
long time ago. It is not Bill Russell. Rick Barry. I'm assuming he played in a lot of them.
The 70s Warriors. Okay.
He attempted 48 field goals in a game. Do you know who has the record? This is kind of fun to go through. Do you know who has the record for the most points in an NBA Finals game?
Is it Wilt?
It is not Wilt.
No.
It is one of the, like, considered an all-time great player.
Is it AI?
It is not AI, no. And I'm surprised. The records has stood.
Kareem?
For a very long time. It is not Kareem.
Oh, Mikan.
Is it?
Mikan. Judge Mikan.
Is it Jerry West?
No. Isaiah's? Isaiah Thomas?
Elgin Baylor.
Ah.
61 points, game five in Boston, 1962. That has held since 1962. Yeah. Isn't that wild? No, the story that Sprague is well aware of.
I cannot believe this happened.
It's bound to happen.
Are you guys on the same cycle?
The algorithm, dude.
There's only so many, like, crazy stories out there for Stat or Story that you got to, like, it takes a lot of work to find a good one. Former South Carolina police officer is facing felony charges. He was in the kitchen at work, you know.
Yeah.
I'm at the cop kitchen. We're hanging out. And his name is Michael DeBassier. I don't know how to say his last name. Sure went up. And he was arrested and charged because evidently he was in the kitchen and got into an argument with a fellow officer. And the argument was over. The other officer put fish in the microwave and was heating it up at work. He said, dude, that's, you know, paraphrase, you know, that stinks. Take it out. And the guy said no. And he said,
The workplace microwave is quite the source of some heated debates over the years. They had to, because I've got a couple good recipes for different things of fish that go on the Traeger, a nice salmon fillet or whatever. But so wife would take it for leftovers for lunch the next day.
She wants to have it the next day.
And yeah.
Can't do it.
Can I tell you something I thought about the other day?
Hmm.
So we have a nice little kitchen here at Odyssey Portland.
We do.
Yes.
But we don't have anything to cook on.
No.
Exactly.
I've thought about
I think a major oversight when they, however they built this thing out.
A little stovetop.
Like a little stove. Like a camping stovetop?
Yeah.
Like a hot plate.
Oh, okay.
And then bringing in, you know, things like after the show, I'd love to make a breakfast burrito.
Oh, it'd be delightful.
Like bringing in stuff that I can just bring into work and then cook on the hot plate. Yeah.
We had it when I ate 6 hot dogs in one show.
Exactly.
You brought your hot plate into the studio.
Speaking of that.
That's right.
We were cooking hot dogs the whole show.
Do you need me to go so you can buy some time?
Yeah. No crap. I'm so pissed off.
Along the lines of cooking and breakfast, did you know it is National Egg Day?
Love eggs.
National Egg Day.
National Egg Day. Your number is 285. Is it?
285.
The total point differential for the Knicks in their playoff run this season. So the gap between what they've scored and their opponents have scored. Or is it the average, the number of eggs the average American consumes every year? Or in a year?
I want to use dirt logic with both answers. That's so, when you think
you
of like.
The number again, I'm sorry.
Number of eggs consumed a year or point differential for the
Is it the number
Knicks?
Of eggs the average American consumes in a year?
That's a lot of eggs.
285.
285. Or.
That's not a lot of eggs.
Is it the point differential
I'm weighing the average
for the Knicks
the average,
as a team this playoff season?
What's your favorite kind of egg?
What am I using it for?
Whatever you want. Again,
there is no right.
You don't have one egg over any other?
The egg is just so universal.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Deviled eggs for me. I could eat 25 deviled eggs a day.
Yeah, but if I...
I'm not saying I don't like other eggs. I'm saying...
If I scramble 5 eggs and make an omelet,
I'm okay in breakfast.
That thing down.
I would too, but I'm okay without eggs in breakfast.
That's crazy.
Deviled eggs are, love them. I'm gonna go. Give me story. I think 285 is a little too high for the Knicks, although probably dirt logic here. Mm. I feel like that's too many eggs, but then you weigh in the idea of like 4 or 5 can be made for French toast or whatever. Scrambled eggs, whatever. I'll go story,
dude. If the average is 285 eggs per year per person, I think I have a problem.
You got an issue?
Now, we know I'm bad at doing math.
Yeah. How many eggs do you think you eat a year?
When I eat eggs, it's 3 to 4 every time, minimum.
How many days a week do you eat eggs?
5 to 6.
That's a lot of eggs.
Well, it's an average. It averages out.
Stat.
285 eggs
this whole
a year.
Segment's terrible
the Knicks
for
have scored 1,679 points in the playoffs. They have given up 1,408, 271 plus
okay.
271.
Slightly correct
for
Close.
The Knicks.
Close
so far, but yeah, the average American consumes 285 eggs a year. That works out to about 3/4 of an egg a day. Now, I don't know what I don't know in this number is if it includes, like, how much egg would be if you had it in a cake or cookie or stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's a lot of other egg angles there.
Custard, that sort of thing, versus just cracking an egg, scrambling it, frying it, poaching it, whatever you may do. The American egg farmers produce about 100 billion eggs.
That's crazy.
Every year here in America.
What would 100 billion eggs look like in a football stadium?
In Iowa.
Is that a whole
don't let them crack.
Field level thing?
That's a lot of cleaning up you got to do.
That's
a lot of goo everywhere.
Iowa, the biggest egg producing state.
What?
That makes sense. A lot of corn feed. Easy.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Nah.
I was thinking about getting chickens until I went to a beekeeping
Yeah, you're
bees
on the honey.
And chickens. Be the bee chicken guy.
They let us go to their backyard to see their bee thing.
Yeah.
They had 3 chickens, and now they're in a standard, Southeast Portland neighborhood, mm-hmm. So their backyard's not huge.
Are they just roaming around, or is there a
coop
for
there was
for
a
them?
Coop, and okay. they probably let them roam
a little
bit.
They got a rooster?
Bit. I don't believe you're allowed to have a rooster.
Yeah, not in a
city
neighborhood.
Limits, I don't think you're allowed to have a rooster.
I don't need that cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning.
Smelled awful.
Yeah.
The chickens?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're pooping everywhere.
If that's the smell in my backyard,
it's a different odor.
I want to be in my backyard.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? I want to hang in my
more
backyard.
More than you want eggs available.
Yeah. I know a person with eggs.
Farmers markets, you can get fresh eggs.
My in-laws showed up, by the way, 2 weeks ago with a huge box, 180 eggs. And I said,
"Yeah,
that's a lot of eggs.
Why do you have this?" And my father-in-law just, Asian market, too many. You take them.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're actually getting through them.
You go through them in 2 days.
When the pizza kids come, can they just leave the oven? Like, I would make us frittatas. It would be
I don't like frittatas.
Why don't you like frittatas?
I think it's the worst way to eat an egg.
It's the best because you can put anything in there that you want.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I had an egg, to be honest with you.
You're going to overload it with kale or spinach or some crap, and I just want nothing. It's the white sauce of pizzas.
Get that nonsense out of there.
It's all the way to do eggs. Crap. Frittata's the worst way to do an egg. Mm. You want a slice of egg? They bring it out like it's pie. I'm not interested in that.
Do you got anything, or do you just want to pass?
Yeah, I actually found one. Okay. Thank God.
Okay.
Your number is 47.
47?
47.
It's close. South Carolina police officer. Final answer.
Actually, this story, I got really lucky. Pulled this out of my butt. Is it the amount
of your own butt,
the high in which Giannis Antetokounmpo has scored against his future team, the Portland Trail Blazers, in 22 games against us? Is it the cost of a Southern California mansion that an Iranian tech boss owned, who was arrested after charges of selling U.S. hardware to the Iranian military for nuclear program?
$46 million?
$47 million?
$47 million?
$47 million mansion in Southern California.
I'm gonna go stat. Give me stat.
Okay.
I see.
You see the story, by the way, about the tunnel in San Diego? I think it was San Diego, and they bought a business building, and they had like a mouse. They discovered the cartel had a tunnel into like an old Office Depot that was just abandoned.
How far is Tijuana?
I may have a senior moment. I seem to recall Giannis with a 50 burger against the Blazers at one point, so I'm going to say it's a story.
Okay.
All right. Stat?
I say stat.
Story. You're close.
Right, you're on a bit of a heater right now.
I know.
You're on a bit of a sports stat heater. The Joe Adell home runs, by the way, Rob, were against the Mariners, not the Dodgers.
Yeah, you confidently said Dodgers. Yeah, that was a Mariner. Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. You got a lot going on. It's all right.
No, it is a stat. You were close. 50, 47.
Not
47
far
is the high for Giannis Antetokounmpo, future Portland Trail Blazer.
He's going to score 50 when he's wearing a Blazer jersey.
Yeah, he scored 47 on us on April 2nd, 2021. This story comes out of Southern California, obviously, as I mentioned. Federal agents arrested an Iranian tech boss who was staying in a $35 million Newport Beach mansion after they found that he was selling U.S. computer hardware to Iran's military and nuclear programs in a pre-dawn raid on Wednesday. The California Post was there as the FBI arrested Jamshid Ghomi, 63, of Newport Coast, who was charged with conspiracy to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act and is expected to appear Wednesday afternoon in Santa Ana Federal Court.
Have fun in prison, buddy. Now somebody wants me to eat 25 deviled eggs during the show. I could probably do it.
You really think you could eat 25? There's no way.
You don't think I could do it?
No.
How many do you think I could get to?
That's six per hour.
I think by
That's
nine, you're not feeling
segment.
Comfortable.
Two per segment? We have longer segments now.
Yeah.
One at the start, one at the end.
I think by nine, you're uncomfortable.
Might have to try it.
When you did, would you do eight?
I did six hot dogs, I think, during the show.
Yes.
Because we were still a three-hour show.
It was a three-hour show. I did two per hour.
When you got to six, I remember you kind of going.
But hot dogs, that's like a process to eat a hot dog.
Plus, you got
eggs
bread.
Are rich,
that
dude.
Bread can expand one bite. In your belly.
It's not one bite.
It's like papadagami. Let's get to the NBA Finals. It starts tonight in San Antonio. Wrap it up next on The Fan. Can I give you some other fun facts on the NBA Finals? You guys into that kind of stuff? Do you think you know any of these? Most assists in an NBA Finals game? You could probably get this one.
Magic.
21 assists. 1984 Game 3. This one made me chuckle. You're also probably able to get it. Most free throws attempted in an NBA Finals game?
Shaq.
You know what the number
That's
is?
That's actually a good guess.
You know what the number is? He is the record holder.
27.
Okay, that's your guess, Swag?
I want to say it's like 34.
39.
Yeah.
He took 39 free throws in game two against Indiana. No, L.A. Game two against Indiana in 2000.
Okay. How many did
the finals that we should have won? I don't know. I'd have to go back and pull up the box score. He attempted 39 free throws. You probably remember this one. Most missed threes without a make in an NBA Finals game.
Most threes?
It's a very memorable NBA Finals game. Most missed threes without a make. So
Warriors?
The biggest offer by a player.
Oh, by a player?
By a player.
Happened in a game 7.
Kobe.
John Starks. 0 of 11. 1994 against the Rockets. Game
poor Johnny
7.
Starks. All he wanted to be was a great franchise player.
This is where I was interested. Do you think we'll get this one broken?
Because
some of these will, nobody's going to take 39 free throws in a game probably ever.
What's the record for blocks? If you want to tell me
guess
what's
the player.
Bill Russell.
Modern era.
Oh.
Hakeem?
It is not Hakeem.
Hakeem would have been.
It's more recent than Hakeem.
Ooh. Duncan?
No. I would have never
guessed
Wallace.
This.
Good guess. Dwight Howard.
Ah, yeah.
Dude, had 9 blocks.
Year, he was a beast in 09.
In game 4, 2009, he had 9 blocks against the Lakers. Mm. But that's the one that you're like, Wemby, maybe. Could we get an NBA record out of this? The rest of them, like, most rebounds in a game is Bill Russell did 40 twice. That ain't happening. Most rebounds per game, 29.5, Bill Russell. Mm. So, some interesting. I was just scrolling through that looking for a stat or story stat, and I'm like, man, I don't know how many of these I would have got.
I don't know if you caught it. So, the Spurs have never lost a game 1.
In finals history.
In the NBA Finals?
6-0 in the NBA Finals in game 1.
That makes me feel even better about gambling on the Knicks tonight. Money line, baby.
Well,
what is the official line on the spread?
The first one was against the Knicks in 1999.
Yes, it was. They've been in a few of them since. 4.5 is your line right now.
Spurs minus 4.5?
Spurs minus 4.5 at home. So if you want to bet the points, you get 4.5 for New York side. They are not going with their Fiesta jerseys in game 1, which they should lose immediately
going
because
with the
of
black.
That. They're going with the blacks at home, which are fine. They're fine. It's not a terrible look.
Knicks and the whites.
And the Knicks, I believe it's the Knicks and the whites.
I like when the Knicks are in the blue.
A good old-fashioned blacks versus whites game 1 NBA Finals. Tonight, and I'm going to ride with the whites. Give me the Knicks money line tonight. Are we excited? How are we feeling? Knicks Spurs.
To no shocking development, Dirt. I'm riding with the whites.
I'm actually going with the
More
Spurs.
More breaking news at 2.
I think.
Covering the number, or you like the Knicks to cover?
No, I like the Spurs to cover the number.
I'm taking Knicks. Knicks money line.
Let's go, baby.
I'm betting the Knicks every game.
Yeah, why not?
If I think they're going to win in 7, I'm going to win 4 of those bets. Let's go.
That mathematically, that checks
4
out.
4 versus 3.
That checks out right there.
Same amount every time.
That checks out.
I'm going to go Knicks here, money line.
Who's the goon that they send off the bench to punch Wemby in the nuts at some point in the game?
Who's the guy that Wemby tells to go punch somebody in the nuts? Because that's what happened
with Plumlee. Well, that's Cornette.
That is true. I forgot about that.
No, it was Plumlee. Plumlee did the McCain foul.
I forgot about that.
He was like, foul the hell out of them. Because they were beating him up and he was having a bad game.
They got Jeremy Sochan on their bench. He could go take Wemby out, couldn't he? He's got
a revenge game.
That's right. Former Spur. Almost Blazer legend Jeremy Sochan. I remember that draft having that debate. I'm just excited, man. I said it earlier in the show. Maybe I'm memory holing some stuff and I'm being a prisoner of the moment.
How many finals have you been excited for since Michael Jordan retired? The second time he retired, not the third, the second. Because, the Wizards thing never happened.
No, it didn't.
So in 1998,
how many
finals matchups have you gone into where you're like pretty stoked and jacked for?
Okay, well, let me pull. I'm gonna look these up. So there's obviously the Laker ones I was not because they beat us to get there, and I wanted nothing to do with watching those finals.
I also didn't think any of those teams were going to beat them. I think the Sixers were going to beat
them. Cavs, Warriors.
Lakers, Nets was horrible.
Which Cavs, Warriors? 16? 15? 17.
The first one with KD.
18.
Spurs Nets was terrible. Pistons Lakers. No, I wasn't excited for that. The outcome was great.
Hold on. You were excited for the first finals with KD was a Warrior?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I wasn't excited for
that. You thought they were going to beat them?
I was excited for 2007 because it was LeBron getting there. I didn't think they had a chance to win, but I remember being excited of like, this is dope. He carried a team to the finals. The way they won the game in Detroit in the conference finals, the series was
so
not
that's
horrible.
The first one post-1998?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boston, LA, I think, did it for me, if I'm going to be honest.
Which,
I got to give
both
you both.
Both of them, actually.
Both of them. They were both really good series.
I'm with you there.
The LeBron Miami years, all of them did it for me.
The second Spurs Heat one didn't because I thought San Antonio was going to
Yeah, I get that.
Beat the crap out of them.
Warriors, Cavs, obviously, the 3-1 comeback. And then the one before that when Irving.
Was good.
Yeah, 15 and 16 was great.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, man.
Since the 16?
I don't know if I've been that excited about. Warriors and Celtics was pretty solid in 22.
It was okay.
Steph
had a game.
But I remember going into it being like, hey, this young Celtics team finally got there. We got Steph trying to win one without KD again.
I was excited for Toronto to randomly get a title.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Atmosphere was cool. It was a unique new team.
Fan base.
This one's, it's up there. It's up there pretty high on the list for me, man. Game one of the finals. We will break it all down tomorrow.
You know the cool thing like that we didn't even talk about? It's the first time ever we get inside the NBA for the NBA Finals.
Very good point.
Charles Barkley.
Chalk with those big fat women in San Antonio tonight. Live on the studio
set.
They
call him Thick with two C's.
That's
now.
Right. Thick with two C's. See what the camera operator does behind the Spurs coach
we'll
tonight. Keep an eye on that.
What else the nuns bless besides Luke Cornett?
That'll do it for us, folks. Enjoy the NBA Finals. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast. 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Taylor Twellman coming up at 11. The Firma Harris Meringue is next. 1051 FM, The Fan.